Yerushalmi Ma'afesheni, corresponding to Bavli Bechoyos Daf Lamelvav. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Yud Aleph from the base at the Mishnah. Mois Chulin Umois Ma'afesheni Shinith Pazu Mashiliket Leket Ma'afesheni Atchiyashlim Vashah Chulin. The Mishnah says that money of Chulin and money of Ma'afesheni that became scattered, whatever he collects is from Ma'afesheni until it has completed it, and the rest is then Chulin. Im Bolal Bechofan Lefi Cheshbon, if they were mixed together and he scooped up a handful, they should be divided according to their original amounts. Ve'aklal Hamithlaktim Lemathesheni Ranivlalim Lefi Cheshbon. This is the rule. If they were scattered, that which he collects is for Mathesheni. If they were mixed, it's divided according to their original amounts. Sela Shel Mathesheni V'Shel Chulin Shenith Arvu Mevi B'Sela Mois Vo'ime Sela Shel Mathesheni B'Chol Mokem Shehi Mechulelet Al Mois Ha'elu Uboyeth Ha'yofe Shebehen Mechalna Alea B'Pnei She'omu Mechalin Kesev Al Mechoshes Medoichak Lo Sheyikayim Kein Ela Choyze U'Mechalon Ala Kesev. The Sela coin of Mathesheni and the Sela coin of Chulin that became mixed, he should bring a Sela amount of minted copper coins and say, wherever is the Sela of Mathesheni, it should be redeemed onto this money. He then selects the better of the two original sellers and redeems the Kedusha from the copper coins back onto it. This is because they say that in a pressing situation, one may redeem silver onto copper, not permanently, but to then redeem the Kedusha back onto silver. Beishamai say that one should not transfer the Kedusha of his silver Ma'afesheni dinars onto golden dinars. Beishamai permit it. Rabbi Akiva ani asisi Rabbi Gamliel Rabbi Yeshua es kaspam dinar izav. Rabbi Akiva says, I turned Rabbi Gamliel's and Rabbi Yeshua's silver dinars into gold dinars. And the Gemara says, Rabbi Zeira kadeh leschar sheni shem v'yodu hashar v'yu elu shebiyodu tfusim ala sheni. Rabbi Zeira says that when the Mishnah taught that if money of Chulin and money of Ma'afesheni became scattered, whatever he collects is from Ma'afesheni, it's a rabbinic decree in order to ensure that there's no loss of Ma'afesheni money. Rabbi Zeira says, and he must make a stipulation and say, if the coins that I didn't collect are Ma'afesheni, then the coins in my hand should receive their Kedusha. Rabbi Yoina v'Usha liket, mikan u'mikan, avrim liket al uman, kaboilel v'choyfan hu. Rabbi Yoina says that that's when he collected some from here and some from there, but if he collected a full row, there's certainly also chul in it, and it's the same as if it was mixed and he took a handful, and it must be divided according to the original amounts. Rabbi Yossi b'shem Rabbi Pedaya, Rabbi Yoina b'shem Rabbi Chizkiah, Ein belila ela b'yayin v'shem bolvad. Rabbi Yossi quoting Rabbi Pedaya and Rabbi Yoina quoting Rabbi Chizkiah said that the assumption that it completely mixed only applies to wine or oil, but not to solid items such as coins. Rabbi Yochanan Omar ad kezesim hanivlolim. Rabbi Yochanan says even solid items until the size of olives mix. Masnisa pliga al Rabbi Yochanan in bala v'chafan of yicheshbein. The Gemara says a question that our Mishnah is a question against Rabbi Yochanan. If the coins were mixed together and he scooped a handful, they should be divided according to their original amounts. Now since coins can be larger than olives, why were they considered mixed? Patala ad kezesim. The answer is it's discussing smaller coins only until the size of olives. And mizlagtim lemathesheni vanilolim lefi cheshbon. The Mishnah taught that if they were scattered, that which he collects is for mathesheni, and if they were mixed, they're divided according to their original amounts. Rav Yosef Rabun b'shem Rav Chuna salkus masnisa hanivlolim v'anichponim lefi cheshbon. Rav Yosef Rabun, quoting Rav Chuna, said that the correct understanding of the Mishnah is coins that were mixed and scooped up, they're divided according to their original amounts. Tani ben Azai oime shtayim. The Tosefta says from Ben Azai that when the Mishnah taught that if a seller coin of Ma'afesheni and a seller coin of Chulin became mixed up, he should bring a seller amount of copper coins and redeem the Kedusha onto them. So the Ben Azai disagrees and he says no, he should use two sellers' amount of copper coins. If they were Omar, Ma Bachalma Kadyachal Laula Ba Yishmol Kubda Shmina Lamacha Asa Shale Amale Lama Shasi. If they were says that what's this that I saw in a dream that I will feed Ula Bar Yishmol fatty meat. The next day, Rabbi Zeira came and asked Ula, why did Ben Azai require two sellers? Ula said back to Rabbi Zeira, it's by telling the person that he must do this, he will make extra effort to redeem the Kedusha to avoid losing the use of two sellers of copper coins.